Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good afternoon, Pastor Diodu. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great by the grace of God. We are taking and moving well.
Tell me, what part of the world are you in today?
I'm in Ghana. Ghana, that is in the West Africa of the Africa continent. I'm in Ghana, West Africa. Usually called the Goku.
What is it usually called?
I think it was first called Gold Coast because we had gold.
Okay.
But now called Ghana. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I've been connected with you. Lizelle would have reached out for us to have this conversation because our goal here is to have conversations where we hopefully create lights for the world of testimonies of Christianity, yeah, of Jesus believers. Could you tell me how you became a Jesus believer, please?
Oh, all right. It's a very long story, but because of time, I'll try to cut it very short and very sloppy. I was born into a Christian home. Both my parents were all Christians. We used to go to church, and we had our daily routine. So as we used to go to church, I had an encounter with God through dreams, knowing that God has a purpose for me. So through that dreams, through the encounter with prophets, with men of God, and my love for God, I remember one day I had an encounter. I was about to die, but at that time I was 9. I think I was in the DHS, about 12 years old. I went to town to play games. I was coming back in the middle of the night, and it was about around 11, 12 in the midnight. I alone was on the lonely road walking, and I met some two guys. In fact, I was to die that evening, but whilst I escaped them, I promised God that if God will save me, I'll give myself wholeheartedly to Him. So by the mercy of God, they couldn't get me and kill me. They couldn't kill me. They couldn't find me. And God delivered me. So from that day, I decided to get more close to God and got more in line with God. So that is how my life became more closer with God. Yeah.
When did you start writing? Because I saw that you have been part, or you've authored 90 books. So did you start at a very young age?
All right. It all started when I was in the senior high school. I was at the age of 15 or 16 years old. I bought a book by Rick Joyner in a Christian bookstore. I think the title was called Either the Final Test or the Call. I remember it should be the Call, yeah. At that time, I was in senior high school back in 2008. At that time, I was in Form 1, 2008. So when I bought the book, I was reading the book. I loved the book, and I just got inspired. Whilst I was reading the book, I thought something tell me to write. So I got inspired to write, and from that day, the writing began. So initially, the writing began in 2008. In 2008, that's how I began writing.
What are some of the books that you've written?
Okay, I didn't start writing a book first. I started writing like short notes and short articles, and like I was posting them on WhatsApp. At that time, on Facebook, I was posting it on WhatsApp, like on messages to my friends. So the first book I remember I wrote was called Visions of the Night. I remember that the first book I wrote. Visions of the Night. And when I wrote it, I just published it on Amazon, iTunes. So yeah, so my first book I wrote was titled Visions of the Night.
Now you're jumping through the story and saying things as though you snap your finger and it happens, right? So how did you even learn to be able to publish a book on Amazon? And then how did you even purchase that first book? What were you working on the sideline, or did you have an allowance from your parents to be able to walk into the store and purchase the book? How are those things working?
Okay, if I should start it that way, at that time, I'm in senior high school at the age of 14, 16 at that time. When I bought the book, I've written a book. The book was called The Correct Joiner. So inside the book, there are some blank spaces in the book. So when I read the book, I felt inspired to write something. So I began writing that book. I was writing still as of now. That book is with me. Whatever I wrote is still there. I've not published what I wrote there. But from that time going, when I completed senior high school in 2012, I went to the university, that is to do a degree program at the University of Professional Studies Accra, that I went to pursue a bachelor's in accounting. So I went into the university in 2013. That was when I began starting writing books. I went to the school library with my laptop. And at that time, I was used to writing. I love writing. So I took my laptop with me. I went to the university library with my laptop. I just sat down there writing on my laptop. I don't know, but I guess when I sit down to write, by the grace of God, I can use even a day to write a book. So sometimes I can sit on my laptop about, I can spend more than 6 hours sitting down writing. I'll be typing it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be typing on my laptop. Sometimes I just jot whilst I'm praying. I feel that I think like I'll just be praying. I'll be giving ideas. Sometimes I'll be writing ideas. So I'll be writing ideas on my notepad. Sometimes an Excel book, I'll be writing ideas down. So when I get my laptop, I'll type them and then build on those ideas. So as I'm working on, someone will tell me, write this idea down. Now write the idea down. So as I'm talking now, all my ideas are on my phone, my laptop, although some have been stolen some of my laptop, more than 2 laptops now, and my son, but if they steal it, God will give me the grace to still write. So I get ideas. When I write the ideas down, then I'll sit down and then build the ideas, and I'll type it, write it on my own, and then read through. I don't want to encourage me. Nobody was encouraging me, but I thought the Lord was encouraging me, and it went in that way. I also love the research. So I was researching. I'll read, and I'll get in line with some friends. And a friend introduced me to a thing, Blogger. He said that there is a platform for Blogger. So he showed me Blogger, and then I began writing articles. At that time, it was Wix. I was using Wix first. That is Wix website. So I wrote my first article online through Wix. That is Wix.com. That blog is still there. I have some few articles on that Wix website. It's a blog. And from there, someone included me to Blogger. And I began writing on Blogger. And then from there, I began going to Facebook and then publishing online. Yeah.
What's on the horizon for you? You've achieved becoming an author. You've now become a pastor. What is next for you?
All right. I have the hard vision from God. God has been speaking to me several times. I don't disclose them here, but what I can say is that God has a vision for me, and I'm still praying about that vision on what to do next in my life. Initially, I've had encounters with several men of God, some in different parts of the world. They don't get in touch with me, but I don't want to rush into a situation where I'll go and then do something that's not from the line of God. So as of now, I'm into, let's say, writing. Sometimes I blog, sometimes I go to YouTube, I'll post a message on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. Sometimes I write to encourage them. But God is speaking to me to do what is my next life, is that I have to seek the face of God, know what he has for me in my last life, so that I can go start my ministry. to start a specified church and to build the house of God together.
Well, Pastor Diodu, this was a great pleasure. I appreciate you coming on to the conversation and sharing what feels like a life that could have been lost. But given the fact that God gave you an opportunity and protected you, you've given back to God your life and dedicated who you are going to be, not just for yourself, but for the people of your country, for the people of this world. I do appreciate you. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah. What I can share to the world is that the world needs deliverance. The world is full of chaos, confusion. People are telling us, if you go to some countries, the suicide is very, very high. People are confused, depressed. They don't know what to do with their life, their people. Some are stranded, some are depressed, some are confused. And it all comes down to knowing Jesus. It all comes down. If you know Jesus, he's your creator. He's our creator. He knows our life, our purpose. So what I can say is that the world is Jesus. And you must go out there to preach the gospel so that others can know about Christ. If they know Jesus, then they can know the reason why they were created. But Jesus created them. He knows their purpose. He knows their assignment. He knows why they are on earth. So if they should know more Jesus, know the Bible, read the Bible, and then have time for the Word of God. In fact, the Holy Bible will guide them, lead them, and then teach them what to do with their life. Yeah.
But again, a pleasure. I treasure Dr. Diodu. Thank you for being on What Is X. I said Pastor Diodu. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired by 12 Men Convos.